Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party just stole the 2024 election long before the polls opened. The Supreme Court of Colorado, in a 4-3 decision, without Trump ever being convicted of January 6th or any other garbage, just said Trump is off the ballot in the primary, so you can't vote for him to be president. And they say other states will follow. We've seen Jack Smith and the politically motivated operations. We've seen trials in New York without juries against Trump. This is criminal activity in front of everyone. This is the oligarchy that's hijacked our country, setting up a totalitarian dictatorship in our face. The Supreme Court must act quickly to overturn this, but you see the incredible pressure going on against the U.S. Supreme Court right now by the media, the attacks on Clarence Thomas and more. This is a dark day for our republic. They're making their move. When all these indictments of Trump blew up in their face and made his approval rating go up even higher, 10, 15 points above Biden, they didn't stop. So now they're moving and have been successful in Colorado to take him off the ballot so you can't vote for him. The definition of stealing an election. We'll be covering this all live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central on the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com/show. You can follow us right here at X. But this is incredible. And look, it shows what tyrants do throughout history. When they're cornered, when a bureaucracy, when a coup is exposed, it digs in and it goes for broke. And this has happened right now. Remember, they've indicted him federally for saying the election was stolen in 2020 when there's massive evidence. But regardless of what we think about that evidence, this is open election meddling. This is saying you can't vote for who you want to. And they just did it last year in Brazil when Bolsonaro questioned the election. The State Department went down there and got their government to pass a law saying Bolsonaro can't run for president either. That's what they're doing. They're telling you who you can and can't vote for. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. The tyrants are up in your grill, but the good news is humanity's awakened and it's not going along with us. But 2024, just days away, is going to be spectacularly crazy. As Dorothy says in The Wizard of Oz, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Emergency broadcast. The Democratic Party is officially establishing a permanent dictatorship in America. This coup is not just against Trump, but the American people's right to elect who they want to represent them. A permanent dictatorship with a flimsy, ceremonial, vestigial election system. If you think they're going to just stop at Trump, think again. 320 days, 12 hours, 56 minutes, 12 seconds until Judgment Day. All right, here's the bottom line. This has never been used against a president. It's in the 14th Amendment. I've got the Constitution printed out right here. Legal experts all agree, unless you're a Democrat up there lying, that no one could be barred if they're not convicted of insurrection. They call it an insurrection. No one's been convicted of an insurrection. And Trump certainly hasn't been convicted of an insurrection. So it's just a total fraud. But you look at the Supreme Court justice in Colorado, they're just a bunch of political hacks. And All this is going to do is make Trump more popular because they're telling the public you can't have what you want. But here's the problem. The Democratic Party, Hollywood, the mayors all over the country, our Congress people, I got to...
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All hell is breaking loose. It's Wednesday, December 20th. I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting and transmitting worldwide. All right, we have a huge broadcast with a bunch of special guests, and all hell breaking loose, as I just said. On Jeffrey Epstein on the client list and Trump being taken off the ballot by the Democrat Party Supreme Court justices there. Total election theft in our faces. Huge news on the battlefronts in Israel and in Europe. Ukraine. It's just massive, and we're going to do our best to go over all of it today. Obviously, front and center is going to be Trump being taken off the ballot in Colorado. And then Crenshaw of Texas supporting it. Oh, my God, he's horrible. But he has an eye patch. People have a thing for veterans. I don't love veterans, but not Benedict Arnold's. I mean, we've got Vivek Ramaswamy saying he is going to withdraw from Colorado ballot. He said other Republicans should. To his credit, DeSantis has come out and said the same thing, that he doesn't support what's happening. We've got massive news on that front. And then what we do is what other folks don't do. And I wish everybody did this, but we connect it in to the State Department that supposedly oversees elections around the world, unless they're overthrowing your government. They went down last year and set it up where Bolsonaro has been banned for running for president for 8 years. They admit they were behind that. And they go around to all these other countries and say, oh, you're outlawing people voting for who they want. You're pulling candidates off the ballot. I got a bunch of examples around the world of U.S. sanctions against Venezuela, other countries, because they're pulling the same communist, totalitarian, fascistic tyranny. I mean, this is dyed in the wool. If this was an alcoholic beverage, it's 200 proof tyranny. It's solid, thoroughbred, triple crown evil. It is redonkulous how naked it is. Trump never convicted of anything, not convicted of insurrection, told people go peacefully to the Capitol, had a permit for us to be there, but even before he finished speaking, the provocateurs had attacked. This is so incredible. So let's just go ahead and plow into this right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll show you all the documents, the Constitution, the articles, everything that I just mentioned. I got four stacks on this. Breaking. Colorado Supreme Court disqualifies Trump for the 2024 ballot. Supreme Court to make final decision. And it continues here. Here is the Supreme Court justices in Colorado. Look at these turds. Colorado Supreme Court yesterday disqualified Trump from the 2024 ballot. The legal theories are based on Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, 14th Amendment, which states public officials who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion may be disqualified from public office. But there was no trial, no jury. Judges don't get to decide unless you're in North Korea. But, oh, a judge is deciding Trump's fate in New York. Judges found my fate in the Sandy Hook stuff in Texas and Connecticut. This is judicial tyranny, and it is a legal coup by the ambulance chasers over our country. Just look at those sacks
of garbage. They are totally discrediting the Justice Department. They're totally discrediting the judiciary. Not all the judiciary is bad. I'm not going to say they're all bad. I know quite a bit are good, but they're getting more and more of their key people in a unanimous Democrat court, and that's the crap you get, Venezuela-style garbage, saying you can't vote for who you want to. They impeached Trump twice, but failed to convict him in the Senate, arrested and indicted him 4X times, and charged him 91-plus times. That didn't work, so now the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that they are removing him from the 2024 ballot. It looks like other states will follow. Saving democracy by ending it. I have the Trump statement on this that I'm going to read to you. Trump campaign statement on the Colorado Supreme Court ruling. Unsurprisingly, the all-Democrat-appointed Colorado Supreme Court has ruled against President Trump supporting a Soros-funded left-wing group scheme to interfere in an election on behalf of a crooked Joe Biden by removing President Trump's name from the ballot and eliminating the rights of Colorado voters to vote for the candidates of their choice. Democrat Party leaders are in a state of paranoia over the growing dominant lead President Trump has amassed in the polls. They have lost faith in the failed Biden presidency and are now doing everything they can to stop the American voters from throwing them out of office next November. The Colorado Supreme Court issued a completely flawed decision tonight and will swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court and a concurrent request for a stay of this deeply undemocratic decision. We have full confidence in the U.S. Supreme Court will quickly rule in our favor and finally put an end to these un-American lawsuits, Stephen Cheung, Trump campaign spokesperson. Biba Free, lawyer, great guy, smart talk show host, said this, and he looked this up, it's true. Number one, Trump was never convicted of insurrection. Number two, no one involved in January 6th was convicted of insurrection. They just said it a million times. Number three, Trump was never charged with insurrection. Number four, no one involved in January 6th was charged with insurrection. Number five, Trump was acquitted on the second impeachment of charges that related to the events of January 6th. Number six, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, does not apply to the president. Want me to keep going here? This is absolutely outrageous. I want to play a clip of Vivek Ramaswamy last night. He's on the show in an hour and 15 minutes today. A real leader. No way he's a sleeper seller operative, folks. He's doing devastating damage to the globalist. You don't do that when you are with them. You do what Crenshaw just did, and I've got his tweet here. When Vivek Ramaswamy said, I'm pulling out of Colorado and others should, boycotting this fraud, he said, good. You should pull yourself off all the ballots. He supports this evil. Crenshaw is the biggest liar in the Republican Party and makes me want to throw up. We need him to be voted out of office. He is disgusting. He's a disgusting, disgusting person. I'll show you that. Hell, I'll just show it to you right now before I play the Vivek Ramaswamy clip. Ramaswamy pledges to withdraw from Colorado ballot amid Trump removal, and here's Dan Crenshaw. Maybe he should just withdraw from all the other states, too. And then he's out there supporting this. Wow. Dan Crenshaw, the gay pirate, is literally saying you can't vote for who you want. Man, he is disgusting. Ron DeSantis joins calls against Trump's removal from the Colorado primary ballot. Good for DeSantis. DeSantis was great till he got all those neocon advisors and then he went south. I want to rehabilitate DeSantis. I want him to stop it. I like him. And I just wish it would stop, but it's not stopping. We're going to skip this break. Let's play the Vivek Ramaswamy clip from last night. And then I'm going to show you the State Department, the Constitution, all of it. Because we're not like mainstream media here. We don't just say things and then not show it to you. We neurotically show you everything. I was on Crowder's show today, and I was putting myself down. He said, why are you doing that? You need to stop. Well, no. Because I'm a sinner, folks. I've made big mistakes. And I was making the point that Madeleine Albright bragged about tripling sanctions on Iraq to kill 2 million people. The time she did the interview, that was halfway through it, so she killed a million, half of them children over the age of 10. And she said, yeah, we killed them. We do it again. It was, you know, a good price to pay. And I said, I've never killed anybody, and I've got to be banned everywhere. And I went, whoa, wait, I'd actually killed some of my children. Not proud of it, but I knew what I was doing. I believed the lies. I was a teenager. Girls are like, you know, I wouldn't push them to have abortions, but they're like, give me $300. And I did that. So I admit that so people that have had abortions can know you can be forgiven. You can repent. God will give you a mission. You're probably going to go through some hell and pittance. But, you know, God judges the heart, okay? I mean, King David sent his best friend off to get murdered on a suicide mission because he was lusting after his wife. But he later completely repented, and it was real, so God forgave him. So, yeah, I say terrible things about myself that are true because I want you to know I'm real, folks. And reality is what matters. And being bona fide and being the real McCoy, we're going to bring that back. That's what this broadcast is all about. But that means...
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Biopsy, they go, yeah, this is cancer. We got to cut this out. We got cancer, folks, and I'm not sure we're going to even make it, okay? I mean, it's bad. And what these psychos running things don't get is I can extrapolate out the different scenarios. I think most of you can, too, probably better than me. If they were smart, they've already stolen trillions of dollars. They could still run around at their ski slopes and their villas and their mistresses and all the rest of it. They're not stopping. So where they're taking the world to total war and this deindustrialization nightmare plan they've got to control everybody is going to destroy them, guaranteed. It's going to cause massive wars. Every analysis shows it. They're crazy. But they control the Justice Departments of the Western world, and they literally rape children. Power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely, as Lord Acton said. And so they've never been held to account. And so the sky's the limit. They're all into different stuff, but it's all about deviance. It's all about seeing what they can get away with. Oh, take down all these Christian monuments, but oh, a little satanic one gets knocked over and CNN freaks out. They are degenerates. They're a death cult. They're a power cult. And they're going to destroy us all. Here's Rachel Maddow. He's climbed out from under a rock. And listen to what this guy's got to say. Here it is.
We're all just trying to absorb this. Listen, I think in the broad strokes in terms of our democracy, there are very few magic wands. there are very few sort of magic spells that you cast that make a complex and difficult problem go away. It just doesn't happen very often in our political system. And I think that we shouldn't be under any illusions about the character and the partisan inclinations, among other things, of this current Supreme Court as it is constituted. That said, yeah. This is not a crazy thing for a democracy to do. This is something that was a hallmark of post-war Germany after World War II. This is something that happened to Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil quite recently. This is something that our own Congress did in 1868 after our own Civil War, specifically to preclude anybody from holding office in this country who had engaged in insurrection against this country. And so it's not unheard of, but it would be an incredible wild card.
Yeah, she knows it's going to get overturned. Now, she's like, we just did this to Bolsonaro. Because he won all over the country, but one city, there was evidence of fraud, so he talked about it, but he still stood down. And then they bar him from running for office for 8 years. Dems, 2 months ago, will lift sanctions on Venezuela, but only if Maduro stops disqualifying his political opponents. So the U.S. lifted the sanctions, and 1 week later, they arrested their political opposition. They didn't just ban them from running. U.S. to ease sanctions on Venezuela oil for freer elections next year. That was in October. Boom. Then the arrest began after the sanctions were lifted. That's the Washington Post. Venezuela opposition signed election deal. U.S. waived sanction relief. Gave it to them. And then, of course, the communists double-cross everybody. U.S. says Cambodia vote neither free nor fair because they banned the opposition candidates that were in the lead. Oh, where have I heard of that before? U.S. expands sanctions on Belarusian regime, marking the three-year anniversary of the fraudulent August 2020 presidential election where they restricted who could run against them. As Zimbabwe election nears, the ruling party focuses on Western sanctions for banning the leading opposition. Just like Zelensky just did in Ukraine last year. U.S. sanctions Guatemalan officials over undemocratic activity, banning their political opposition. Heard of that before? So the State Department, until the last couple years, runs around sanctioning people when they do this. But now they go down and teach them how to do it. Criminals. Ass backwards. Inverting reality. And it gets worse. In France, in Poland, in Germany. They're banning free speech outright, any criticism of government, any criticism of war. They're shutting down opposition TV stations. The new Polish leader just did this. He wants full war with Russia. Europe on cusp of mass secret censorship. Starting to figure out how the cow ate the cabbage, ladies and gentlemen. Trump convicted of nothing. And this group of lawyers, because they sit up there as judges all day in their little black outfits and still so powerful, like they're invincible. And now they just told America, you can't vote for who you want. I don't usually agree with Frank Luntz, but even he jumped over to our side. Here he is explaining that Trump is going to win an even bigger landslide.
And for more on the political impact, we're joined now by pollster and communication strategist Frank Luntz, who has been getting the pulse of Trump voters for years. So the obvious first question, Frank, what do you think the impact of this ruling will be on their support for him?
It's going to be exactly what the indictments did. It's going to be exactly what the criticisms have done. Donald Trump thrives on negativity. He thrives on legal systems that try to hold him accountable. And I'm convinced that his polling numbers are going to go up. Just today, the New York Times published 6 key swing states and had Donald Trump up beyond the margin of error in 5 out of the 6. The polling earlier, a month ago, was significant. Trump is gaining. The more that he is prosecuted, the more that he is condemned, the higher his numbers go as people rally around him. And I would say to the judges, as I said to the Justice Department, you're actually making it more likely that Donald Trump is elected next November by how you are pursuing this. You don't explain the decisions. You don't put things in context. And so Trump climbs and climbs and climbs. And right now, he's beating Joe Biden clearly nationwide.
Well, the judges would say, look, we're just going by the law without fear or favor. And, I mean, but does the context even matter to Trump supporters? Because there have been. I mean, tonight's ruling was really lengthy, explaining point by point why they believe he incited the insurrection, why the 14th Amendment applies.
Hit pause. It was really lengthy. I've got the stupid thing right here. No conviction, no proof, him saying, do not be violent, we're peacefully. And he had rallies all over the country that were peaceful. That's his M.O. The left burns everything down. It was really lengthy. Well, I can chain up 500 chimpanzees at typewriters and put them on methamphetamine, and then they'll type you 1 million pages. This is really lengthy. The judges, their opinion. Not convicted of insurrection. Not charged with insurrection. Charged with lying federally and at the state level in D.C. and Georgia? No, we all saw the fraud, too. It was there, and it's coming out everywhere. Trump was right. It was worse than he said. All right, that's enough. I'm not going to play any more of that idiot woman. These people are disgusting. It was very lengthy. Oh, my gosh. It was 100 pages long. I mean, wow. The judges really explained here. Trump said, let's march peacefully and have our voices heard. We want a 10-day in the Constitution investigation of this. And then before he even finished his speech, the feds set that whole thing off. And we all know the rest of history. And the globalists have their pants down, but these lawyers are in their own little power bubbles, these judges, and they don't get the world sees them. They're butt naked in front of everybody. They're a joke. And now they're playing dictator. See how that works out for you, scumbags. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on here to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you, because we know who's up to it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Ketanji Brown is now being exposed for her husband taking massive money from companies that she directly is ruling on cases of. Clarence Thomas never did that. He flew on private airplanes and went on vacations with friends. Totally legal. But we all know how it works. If you're a Democrat, you can engage in insider trading, anything you want. You can say burn down cities and bail out people that have shot folks, like Kamala Harris did as candidate for vice president. And they're coming after Clarence Thomas big time, and he should not recuse himself from these Trump cases. And it's good to see the heat going on Ketanji Brown. Jackson's slapped with ethics complaint over her husband's income. Go after the Democrat justices. They're the ones that are corrupt. On average, Democrats are 10 times more corrupt than Republicans. It's true. And they always have been, because they've been the dominant party, the oldest one, and it's just handed like a baton to the next generation, and they carry out the same crap. You know, they took Abraham Lincoln off the ballot in 10 states. How'd that work out for them? It's the same stuff. Just different, you know what's. A conservative policy group has filed an ethics complaint against Supreme Court Ketanji Brown Jackson for willfully omitting required income disclosures for years while serving in the federal bench. The Center for Renewing America think tank, led by former senator and Trump White House official Russ Bogut, sent a letter to the judicial conference with allegations that Jackson willfully failed to disclose required information about her husband's malpractice consulting income for more than a decade. The letter reports the judicial conference should refer Jackson's possible ethics violations to Attorney General Merrick Garland for an investigation of possible civil enforcement. Then it goes through on the different things they did. So Republicans forever have been intimidated by the mainstream media. And you know, even 10 years ago, it still had some teeth. 5 years ago, it had a few teeth. Now it has no teeth. It's a joke. It has almost no viewers, no readers. Most people read it to see what the enemy's saying. And they put all these George Soros idiots in there to try to set up the judicial tyranny against us. And it's backfiring. But I got to warn you again. All they keep doing is doubling down. So you don't need to be a rocket scientist. I've said this. Tucker Carlson said it. Congressman Matt Gaetz has said it. Jack Posobiec said it. Oh, I dropped the ball. I forgot to tell the crew. Roger Stone's supposed to be on right now. I dropped the ball. Jeez, my fault. I get so busy. So much goes on. I set him up myself. Let me just call Roger right now. I talked to him last night. He's calling right now. We need to hear from Roger Stone right now.
Hello.
Hey, I apologize. I got you on air right now. I dropped the ball. Didn't tell him you were on. Can we dial into you right now?
Yeah,
Yeah, give me 3 seconds.
Did you forget to?
No, actually, I just had a conference call that ran over, so let me go on.
Yep. Oh, so perfect. You want to wait till the start of the next hour, or you want to go now?
What's the start of the next hour?
15 minutes from now. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go in 15 minutes. I'll be up.
All right, we'll do 30 minutes next hour at a Vivix. Come on.
All right, perfect.
All right, thanks, bye. Well, that works out. He forgot to, basically. All right, we're all busy. Okay. I was about to talk about Roger Stone. I'm like, wait, we need Roger on, and he has to talk to the big guy. I'll leave it at that. Oh, boy, we were up late last night, I tell you. And all the globalist fears are coming true. Because I didn't used to advise Trump heavily. They just thought, well, this is a colorful character, and we can take stuff out of context he's done to make Trump look bad, so they blew me up. And I was already huge with conservatives and stuff. I mean, hell, at the RNC in 2016, a third of the 100,000 people there were wearing my T-shirt. So you go out there, just T-shirts everywhere. The left finally went, and their arrogance kind of deflated, which was a bad thing. We love them being arrogant and blind at the fact that we're taking the country back peacefully, intellectually, politically, financially, spiritually. And they're like, well, we'll say he's Trump's brain. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'm not going to, it's not with even me and Roger and Trump, but the main advisors to Trump listen every day. And a lot of my analysis and my game plan gets put in there. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And of course, you never even hear in the news who his main advisors are. They don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even know. We're 10 steps ahead of them. That's why we know how much danger we're in. Because the left creeps up to the edge every time they escalate and think, well, we'll just do a little more and see what happens. But if you look at the continuum, you are going straight up with the escalation. It is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, what you're doing. And we're thinking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 moves out. And not just linear, we've got major dialectic scans. We don't need AI to do it. We got the advanced intelligence, not the artificial intelligence, to algorithm it with the autistics we've got. And they know they're autistics, Asperger's geniuses. And they concur with my analysis. And so I bounce this off, and I'm basically autistic in a way. I mean, anybody that's really got advanced knowledge, it's just you get, you know, you don't, it's not magic. The brain knows it, but how do you compute it down? It's a Luke Skywalker blows up the Death Star without the computer, folks. And that's what we're doing here. So I don't say that to brag. It's just become a giant self-fulfilling prophecy. Because they said I was Trump's brain, and I mean, we were like 10% of what he was doing, and like 30% of his talking points. But they're right. The new Trump presidency will be the people's presidency. It'll be the Alex Jones presidency. So we know your next move's ahead of you. Just know that. You may have the quote power, but not for long, scumbag.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Conspiracy theorist just means somebody that's informed that the establishment doesn't want to debate. Just means somebody that's done their research. Yeah, we're running out of conspiracy theories that haven't come true. Here's Harrison Smith's breakdown.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
Drudge Report, captured operation. MAGA nightmare before Christmas. Don kicked off ballots. Supremes to make final decision. No, it's your nightmare. A snail going along the edge of a straight razor and surviving. While the left are all delusional in their ivory towers, giggling and laughing and celebrating and taking drugs, we're out here in the jungle getting stronger, getting persecuted, getting attacked, getting run through the drills. They're going to lose, ladies and gentlemen, but it's going to be rough. They should just surrender now, but they don't know how to, because on average, they're a 65-year-old lawyer on methamphetamines that are soulless trash with Ivy League educations taught to hate America If they had half a brain, they would want to lead it, even if they were evil. They'd want to empower it and use it. But they've got little ding-dong syndrome. The polionic syndrome. Little man syndrome. And they don't like seeing you have prosperity. They don't like seeing you strong. They want you weak because they're weak. They want to look down on you so they can feel powerful. They're so stupid. They don't know it all blows back on them. They don't even understand you reap what you sow or what you can call karma. Or dharma. And I'm not a Hindu. I'm not promoting that. But those ideas are certainly real. I mean, I'm scared to do anything wrong. A, I want to be good because it feels good to be good. It gets me closer to God. I can feel myself by degrees getting closer to God. The more honest I am, the more courage I have, the stronger I am, the more focused I am, the harder working I am, the more I sacrifice, I just get happier. I get smarter. And any time I tell a lie, and I still do it sometimes, not on air. I do not lie on air. But we all lie. I do it very rarely now. And when I do, I feel like I've been brought down a couple levels. Like, what was, like, I'm like, oh, wow, that's not, wow, I didn't even mean to tell that lie. It's so much better when your wife's like, so you really like that woman, think she's hot. I'm like, yeah, I mean, God made humans, I'm attracted to women, you're super attractive, way more attractive, but I mean, she said, oh, no, I don't think she's attractive at all. I'm like, yeah, she's hot. Sorry. Just stop lying, folks. It's much easier. Because then your brain gets trained to not think about what it's going to say. It just spits the truth out. The deepest thing Trump ever said, and man, it's philosophy, is he said in one of his books, I've read the book, I forget the book, he said, the deepest thing I ever discovered was to be shallow. Roll that over in your head. The deepest thing and the most important thing in my life is to be shallow. And then he went to say, what I mean by shallow is I instantly go with what I think is right immediately. Well, that's not shallow. That's all your ancestors, all your instincts, your spirit, your discernment, everything, and you instantly know the right thing to do. You know what's going on, but you lie to yourself because at another level, you've got another desire. And as you get older, you learn, okay, well, part of me, my flesh, wants to do this, but my gut tells me it's a bad idea. And I can make excuses of why it's okay. But every time you go against the instinct, you're wrong. Man, my instincts are so strong. And when I was young, they were like razor sharp. God, as you get older, you get more numb to so much contact, so much habit. You get scarred. You learn to shut things down. And that's the problem. When you don't feel pain, it's easy to compartmentalize things and bad things that happen to be tough. But I've learned to really just sit down and take in the pain. I was doing that at, woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, and I was really upset about some things in my family and loss and things like that. So I got a cup of coffee and I sat in the chair in the dark and I just said, I want all the pain. I just want to feel this pain right now. I'm going to just absorb it. And I just sat there. It was horrible. But I externalized it. I took it into the consciousness from the subconscious. And it was like having my heart ripped out. When I did that, it wiped it clean. Like I threw it in the garbage. But I had to fully say, I want to feel every ounce of pain and every ounce of regret and every ounce of how some of it was my fault. And God, I'm sorry. Please help me be better. I'm so sorry for things I did in the past when I didn't understand. Please heal me. Please help me. Please. And that's what a man is supposed to do. Don't run away from your problems. Don't hide from the truth. Don't hide from the pain. Embrace the pain. It's not that I don't mind the pain. I love the pain. Because the pain is the truth. The hurt is the truth. And the getting humble before God is the truth. And realizing my hair is all going to fall out. My teeth are going to fall out. And I'm going to be brought low because I'm not God. But I was made by God. And I'm experiencing God's plan. And I am turning loose like a leaf thrown in a stream in God's plan. And then God directs you through that river, through that stream, through that brook, where you're supposed to go. And then the real adventure begins. I always tell the crew, I want to know the worst. I don't want stuff hidden from me. Give it to me. Because I can't defend innocence and freedom without really knowing how bad it is. I'm going to go to break. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. You've been amazing. Plus, we got products you really need. Storewide free shipping is still going. Double Patriot points. Turbo Force. 10-hour clean energy. X2. The highest quality vitamin D3. So important. I reminded myself I should be taking it every day. I am now. Under the tongue. You're not getting sunder in the winter. I don't want to get sick. Winter Sun. Infowarsstore.com. And finally, my dad's company, DrJonesNaturals.com, has brought back the original silver toothpaste with the nano silver and a whole silver lineup, the wound gel, the silver gargle. It's all available exclusively at DrJonesNaturals.com. Doctor, just one word, DrJonesNaturals.com, and the organic toothpaste and mouthwash and everything's there. Some of it's on InfoWars.com, but all the silver stuff and PMS Guard and Primal Youth. Wow, that's powerful. And all of that stuff. Go back to all those. Those are finally all back in stock. It's all back in stock. A lot of it's limited supplies. DrNaturals.com. Dr. Jones Naturals. Dr. Jones Naturals.com. You can get those right now. So take advantage of that at DrJonesNaturals.com. Just DrJonesNaturals.com. And you can get Turbo Force 10-hour incredible clean energy at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And as I said, Winter Sun, back in stock, 40% off, free shipping right now. I want to thank you all for your incredible support. And we have the Team Humanity limited edition, Elon Musk-inspired Alex Jones. I had the idea, but he loves it. We're launching Operation Team Humanity. Please get the shirt. Keeps us on air. Team Humanity shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.